Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Babe, did you see that Modo Casino is giving a $1,776,000 worth of prizes?
That's why they're called America's Social Casino, celebrating the birth of America bigger than anyone else.
You can win incredible experiences at NASCAR and F1 races and a grand prize of 1 million sweeps coins.
So what are you waiting for? Spin now on Modo Casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino, America's Social Casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
The voters of Lono County, Arkansas, have made a decision that will force legal scholars to update their textbooks. Aaron Spencer, a man currently facing second-degree murder charges, a man whose trial was supposed to start in January until the Arkansas Supreme Court yanked the judge off the case for good reason, just won the Republican primary for county sheriff. He didn't squeak by either. He doubled the incumbent's numbers, 53.5% to 26.5%. The 13-year incumbent, Sheriff John Staley, whose deputies arrested Spencer that night in October 24, conceded on Facebook. So here's where we are. Lono County is actively prosecuting a man who, if everything falls a certain way, could be their top law enforcement officer by January. The prosecuting attorney's office would be working under the man they're currently trying to send to prison for murder. They're like, well, that's Arkansas for you. But it's not. If you're just getting into the story, just learning about it, just trying to understand it, stick around, because this is a crazy, crazy story. And one of a very, very broken system. And really, someone trying to go down a path I don't have another term here. I'm not trying to sound religiously or anything, but like righteousness. I mean, that's how I view Aaron Spencer. He's a righteous type man. I mean, I think that's a term that is applicable to him. He saved his daughter's life from the man who had already been charged a crazy amount of times with violating his own daughter. And then when this guy shows up at his house, kidnaps her in the middle of the night, he goes and finds them, runs them off the road because she's being taken. They did call the police, by the way. The police didn't show up till far later. Rescues his daughter, and in the process, yes, shoots the man to death who's already SA'd her and who is actively kidnapping her at that moment in time. And now Lono County says, well, that's second-degree murder. You just wanted to go kill him. No, he had every opportunity and didn't do that. He didn't act until the guy actually stole his kid. But Lono County, you want to keep running your mouth. You want to keep running this narrative that this is some father that went vigilante, which it's not. This is a father who actively went to stop an active kidnapping to save his daughter's life. You go ahead. You keep pushing that narrative, and we'll keep pushing back and making y'all look like the goddamn fools that you are. And we'll dig deeper. We can dig so deep. We'll dig into each and every one of you. Deep. Your history. Your past. The shit you don't want people to know about. Is a criminal? Why are you actively defending a man who is a known predator? He's dead now. But why are you on his side? I guess that's the question. Because in my world, in my opinion, I guess I would say, only predators defend predators. I mean, unless you're a defense attorney, then I get, you know, you're doing your job. But if you're not, if you have no reason to be defending a predator, why are you defending a predator? Why are you going after someone who took out a predator? I just, it's a good question. And I think it may lie within the history of the folks who are defending that. Maybe we should look. Should we? Should we dig? Should we find out why that is? Why your mind takes you there? Because I tell you what, I'd be happy to let the world know. So go ahead, keep prosecuting him. Keep going. Keep those. You have the opportunity to pull the charges back, drop the charges, and say, you know what? Bad choice on our part. Our bad. We were looking at this through the wrong prism. You guys are right. Change of heart. Let's end this. And you can move on. Or we can dig and expose all y'all assholes. Maybe we'll just dig no matter what, quite honestly. But just know, it's coming. I'm not saying anybody's done anything wrong. I have no idea. I don't know. I have no idea. But I have serious questions about any human being who is actively out there going after this guy. Essentially passive aggressively defending a child predator. I just don't have words for that. I mean, I do. I have suspicions. I have suspicions that there might be some shit going on in your county certain people don't want to know about. We can find it. We'll talk about it. So you decide. You decide. This isn't hypothetical. This isn't some thought experiment about the limits of American democracy. This is happening right now in Central Arkansas. Let me back up just enough to explain how we got here, because if you're just tuning into this case, the facts alone are enough to make your head spin. October 24, Aaron Spencer wakes up in the middle of the night. His dogs are barking. He goes to check on his 13-year-old daughter, and he finds her bed empty, a stuffed animal tucked under the covers in her place. He calls 911 to report her missing, then gets in his truck and starts searching. Here's the part that matters. Like I was saying, 4 months earlier, Spencer's daughter had disclosed that she'd been SA'd by a man named Michael Fossler. Fossler was 67 years old. He'd met the girl through a family friend, and according to Spencer's wife, Heather, Fossler had groomed their daughter through text messages. By October, Fossler was facing 43 felony counts. And I want you to sit with that number for a second. 43, including SA, S and decency with a child, internet stalking of a child, and possession of child, content. Fossler was out on $50,000 bond because the judge let him out on $50,000 bond. Again, really weird. This is the judge who got kicked off the case. The Supreme Court of Arkansas said, there's something wrong with you. He'd been ordered by the court to have no contact with Spencer's daughter and to stay away from minors. So when Aaron Spencer goes searching for his missing 13-year-old daughter in the middle of the night and he finds her in the passenger seat of Michael Fossler's truck, you can imagine what's going through his mind. According to the arrest affidavit, Spencer forced Fossler's vehicle off the road. He exited his truck with a firearm and ordered Fossler out of the vehicle and told him to get in the ditch. Spencer stated that he saw his daughter trying to exit the passenger side, but it appeared Fossler grabbed her and stopped her from getting out. Then Fossler exited the vehicle with something in his hand. Spencer shot him. According to investigators, 15 times. If I had more bullets, I'd empty every magazine I had and every bullet in that vehicle until you couldn't identify the man. Because that's what a good dad does. Then he called 911 and reported what he'd done. Spencer's attorneys don't deny the shooting. They've never denied it. Their argument was that Aaron Spencer was legally justified under Arkansas law in using deadly force to protect his daughter from a man who was actively kidnapping her, violating bond conditions, a man facing 43 felony charges related to the same child, a man who had her in his truck at 1 a.m. when he was supposed to have no contact with her whatsoever, a man who was released by the same authorities who are now saying, oh, wait a second, you can't go after him. That's only our job. Really? Well, you let him out. And then he reoffended. So guess what? Dad took care of the problem because you dipshits didn't. The state doesn't see a hero, though. They see a murderer because it's Arkansas. They charge Spencer with second-degree murder, which under Arkansas law involves circumstances manifesting extreme indifference to the value of human life. Unlike first-degree murder, it doesn't require premeditation, but it's still a serious felony that carries significant prison time. So the state of Arkansas actively wants to take this daughter's father away because he saved her life from a predator the state failed to protect her from. Gosh, it's a lovely place, isn't it? Sarah Huckabee Sanders, maybe you could step in. You're all Jesus-y and shit and moral authority and, you know, like you think you like to be. How about you step up on this one? Yeah. There's a certain podcaster out here that would like you to do that, as you like to refer to me in your press conferences when we call you out on your shit. Spencer pled not guilty. He posted bond, and then because apparently this case wasn't strange enough, he announced he was running for sheriff. Now, to understand why Aaron Spencer is standing here as a Republican nominee instead of sitting in a courtroom as a defendant, you have to understand what happened with Judge Barbara Elmore, because the chaos surrounding this case isn't just about the shooting. It's about the judge who, by any reasonable measure, made a mess of everything she touched. Elmore is the same judge who set Fossler's bond at $50,000 after he was charged with 43 felonies involving an alleged child victim. That decision allowed Fossler to be out on the streets, allowed him to be in the truck with Spencer's daughter that night. But it gets worse. In December 24, the prosecution requested a gag order on Spencer's case. Spencer's attorney objected. They argued it would violate his due process rights and his First Amendment right to speak. They requested a hearing. Judge Elmore didn't hold a hearing. She just granted the prosecution's request. And then without either side asking for it, she sealed the entire case file. Don't want nobody talking about this. Spencer's attorneys went to the Arkansas Supreme Court in May of 25. The high court granted Spencer's request and lifted Elmore's order. The language the justices used is worth paying attention to. They said Elmore's order was, on its face, a plain, manifest, clear, and gross abuse of discretion and an excess of its authority. They declined to uphold any part of it, citing the order's clear lack of evidentiary basis as a whole. That should have been a wake-up call. When the state's highest court calls your ruling a gross abuse of discretion, most judges would pump the brakes. Not Elmore. 7 months later, with trial approaching in January 26, she imposed new restrictions. 55-person limit to the courtroom. No cameras, no overflow room for the public or media to watch proceedings. She didn't want to be exposed. Well, guess what? She lost. Spencer's attorney went back to the Supreme Court, and this time the justices didn't just reverse her, they removed her from the case entirely. 48 hours before the trial was scheduled to begin, the justices Brawny, Womack, and Hyland had wanted Elmore off this case since May. They were outvoted then, and the majority caught up now. 14 Republican state legislators filed a formal complaint with the Arkansas Judicial Discipline Commission over concerns about fair trial rights in the case. The same judge who released an alleged child predator on bond, the same judge who got reversed by the Supreme Court for a gross abuse of discretion, the same judge who then did it again. The judge was finally pulled from the case. Chief Justice Karen Baker assigned retired Circuit Judge Ralph Wilson to take over. Wilson spent 31 years on the bench. He's known, according to those who've covered him, as a champion for children. Thank God. The January trial date was scrapped. A pretrial hearing now scheduled for March 18th to select a new trial date. And in the meantime, the Republican primary has happened, which brings us to where we are now. And the collision of timelines that makes this case unlike anything I've ever covered. Here's the calendar. Spencer won the primary in early March. The pretrial hearing set for March 18th, where Judge Wilson will select a new trial date. That trial will almost certainly happen before November. The general election is November 3rd of 26. Spencer will face Democrat Brian Mitchell Sr. and independent candidate Larry Behnke. If Spencer wins, and in a county where Donald Trump got 76% of the vote in 24, the Republican nominee has a significant advantage. He would take office as sheriff in January 27, but here's the legal reality under Arkansas law. A felony conviction bars you from holding public office. So if Spencer is convicted before the general election, he can't run. The County Republican Party would need to find a new nominee. If Spencer is convicted after the election, but before taking office, he can't serve. Same result, the party scrambles. If Spencer is acquitted, he's almost certainly the next sheriff of Lono County. And if somehow, through delays, appeals, or scheduling complications, the trial extends past the November election and Spencer wins, the Arkansas has a sheriff-elect waiting trial for murder in the very county he's about to oversee. The Arkansas Times put it best. Whether Spencer will be able to take office come January depends solely on whether he's convicted of murder between now and then, which is just an objectively insane thing to have to write. They're not wrong. Spencer himself has been careful about what he says publicly, given the pending charges. But in interviews, he's maintained that he did what any good father would do that night. He's framed his campaign around systematic failures, specifically failures in how crimes against children are handled. He's pledged that if elected, he would establish a dedicated team to combat crimes against children. I would also imagine this being the case, that if he's elected, anybody in that county that may have some of this stuff going on, behind closed doors that they don't want to know about, you know, folks that tend to, you know, defend predators. Maybe the sheriff might dig in and find some information about folks in that county that they've been able to hide for quite some time. I don't know. That's just a guess. Cause and effect. So there might be some vested interest in some folks in that area not getting this guy into office. Because it might just blow the doors off of your good old boy system where you're able to hide your shit forever. I saw all the things that were happening, he told CNN, not with just my own case, but with other people that reached out and shared their stories of abuse. I felt called to do it. I was struggling with sitting it out and not doing something. His campaign isn't subtle about the message. This is a man who believes the system failed his daughter, the same system that released her alleged abuser on bond, the same system that allowed Fossler to be in that truck that night, despite a court order to stay away. The defense will argue justification, defense of others. That when a father finds his 13-year-old daughter with the man who allegedly abused her, a man who wasn't supposed to be anywhere near her, a man who, according to Spencer, grabbed the girl and prevented her from exiting the vehicle, that father has the legal right to use deadly force to protect his child. The prosecution will argue that whatever Spencer's motivations, whatever his emotions, he committed murder. And that there were other options, that the law doesn't sanction vigilante justice, no matter how sympathetic the circumstances. Well, this isn't vigilante justice. This was someone actively getting a child away from a predator that was being kidnapped by that predator. So I tell you what, if he doesn't use deadly force, I would sure expect your officers to do so. They've used it for much less. Some people in the community are divided. One resident told CNN she worries about electing a sheriff who took the law into his own hands. Well, I mean, that's someone who's just clearly not paying attention. Someone who might be trigger happy. Again, someone who's an ignorant fool and not paying attention and likes to just repeat catchphrases that really don't apply to the actual case. Another resident pointed out that if Spencer becomes sheriff, every case would become a power struggle with the prosecuting attorney's office, the same office currently trying to convict him. Yeah, I don't know about that. But the primary results tell a different story. More than 53% of Republican voters looked at Aaron Spencer, murder defendant, Army veteran, father of a child abuse victim, and decided he should be their sheriff. They looked at the 13-year incumbent and said, nah. They chose the man who killed his daughter's alleged predator over a man whose department arrested him for it. The voters have spoken once. The jury hasn't spoken yet. In the coming weeks, Judge Ralph Wilson will set a trial date somewhere between that courtroom and the November ballot. Lono County will decide what Aaron Spencer is, a murderer who took the law into his own hands, or a protector who did what the system wouldn't. The answer determines whether he spends the next decade in prison or running the sheriff's department that put him in handcuffs. Either way, the case has already exposed something uncomfortable about how we talk about justice in America. We have laws. We have systems, we have processes, and sometimes those systems release an alleged child predator on bond, and he ends up in a truck with his victim at 1 a.m, and the father has to make a decision that no parent should ever have to make. Aaron Spencer made this decision that night. Now a jury will make theirs, and depending on what that verdict comes down to, the voters of Lonoke County might get to make the final call. That's where it stands. A murder trial without a date, a sheriff's race without a clear outcome, and a father who's either going to prison or going to work at the very building where they're trying to send him. Your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube and Substack. Ooh, this case gets me. Got some very good, if you want more on this case on our channel, go back and look it up, Aaron Spencer. Very interesting conversations with defense attorney Bob Mata of Defense Diaries. He's been deep into this case. They were actually, they went to the court. They were going to be there for the trial, him and Allie over at Defense Diaries. And they drove there. And then all this went down. Then the trial got kicked. But it talk about someone who knows the case very well. If you want more on it, do check out our conversations with me and Bob on this. On our channel, just search Aaron Spencer and you'll find more of that. There's a playlist as well. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you get podcasts so you don't miss any of our coverage of this and the many cases we're following for you. We'll continue our conversation there in the comments section. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Babe, did you see that Moto Casino is giving a $1,776,000 worth of prizes?
That's why they're called America's Social Casino, celebrating the birth of America bigger than anyone else.
You can win incredible experiences at NASCAR and F1 races and a grand prize of 1 million sweeps coins.
So what are you waiting for? Spin now on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.